the question most sellers ask that are expireds, or buy owners for that matter, do you have a buyer? They don't care about much anything else other than, do you have a buyer? Are they going to make an offer? It's like a broken record. You can actually carry an index card in your pocket. It's so predictable. And then when somebody says, do you have a buyer? You pull it out of your pocket and go, I knew you were going to ask that. So if we know they're going to ask that, we need to be prepared. What I've been doing, again, licensed in 85. This is my, as this recording is my 40th year. Over the years, I knew how to build a network. As part of Fox Financial, you're part of that network. And you can say that we do the following because we do. You may not do it personally, but we've been building these accounts for a long time. I had a company called Relocation Realtors, Excelsior Relocation. I acquired Relocation Management. I acquired Relocation Services. These are firms that had accounts with companies such as Boeing, Coca-Cola, third-party relocation companies. So one of our sources is relocation. I want you to remember this acronym, Mr. PM. What's that stand for? So when somebody says to you, where do you get your buyers? The R is for relocation companies. And you can share the story that the founder of the company, Fox Financial, since the 1990s, has created accounts with relocation companies across the United States. Over the years, that was really my specialty. Why did I do corporate relo? Because they had to move, not because they wanted to move. Your friends that are listing their house, they may want to move. I wanted my career to be mostly people that have to move, not want to move. People that want to move almost always overprice their properties. People that have to move rarely overprice their properties. And if they do, they're pretty coachable because they have to move. So, Mr. PM, so we work with relocation companies. The M is for mortgage companies. PM is for property managers. I'm going to do mortgage companies last in this illustration here. Property manager companies could have 50 houses, 15 houses, 250, 800 houses under management. Do you think they ever know when somebody's going to be moving out of one of their leases? Of course they know. They always know who's coming up for the end of a lease. And to be a property manager in many states, you have to actually have a real estate license. So over the decades, one thing I've always done is networked with property managers. Why? Because they know when people are moving. Now, are they moving out of there and are they going to go rent someplace else or are they going to buy? Well, it's about 50-50. Half the people are going to rent, half the people, depending upon the interest rates, are going to buy. So as an agent, it's a good idea to network with property managers because they're sitting on huge portfolios of what? Buyers. So when a seller says, do you specifically know how to market to buyers? Well, most of the time realtors are saying, I run ads on Facebook. I do all these different, you know, advertising to promote the property to find the buyer. When in truth, it's rare for an agent to ever have the buyer, even show a buyer the property, because most of the buyers are already with an agent. We're looking for our orphaned buyers. Relocation buyers are assigned by the relocation company. Those buyers can rarely go out and find their own agent. Property managers also work on referral fees, meaning they have a real estate license and they refer you a buyer. They just want a referral fee, 25% or something like that. So what we have been going after is networking, building relationships. Mr. PM, property managers, as well as relocation companies. And lastly, we also work with, this is a big one, this is probably one of the biggest, mortgage companies. Now, what can you say about mortgage companies? Well, they're doing what every single day? What is a mortgage company going after? Buyers. When? Every day. When do they stop? They don't stop. What are they always trying to do? Find more buyers. To do what? Pre-approve. But they don't show properties. Very few loan officers do have real estate licenses. But sometimes, just to refer you the business. But sometimes, they're just referring business to agents if they have an orphan buyer. So you say, what's an orphan buyer? Or they have no agent. Why would a buyer not have a real estate agent? Well, prior to the summer of 2024, buyers could meet an agent at an open house, complete stranger, and the next day out looking at properties. And the buyer's agent never said, oh, by the way, since I'm representing you, you have to sign a compensation agreement that the seller won't pay all of my brokerage fee, that you'll pay the rest of it. In my career since 1985, no buyer ever said, oh, sure thing, I'll pay your brokerage fee or a part of it if the seller won't. Unless, of course, the buyer was an investor, then investors realize sometimes they're going to pay the agent. But back to our story. Orphan buyers, why are they orphaned? I want you to hold an open house just to test out an idea. When people come through there, share with them that you're going to help them find properties. And for that, they need to sign a compensation agreement. Now, if this buyer has not been in the market for years, they're going to say, why would I sign a compensation agreement agreeing to pay you 2, 2.5, 3, whatever percent brokerage fee? Why would I do that? Doesn't the seller pay the fee? That's the way it used to be. Now, are sellers still paying the fee a lot of times? Because it's written into the sale contract? Because in the past, you didn't have to write in the sale contract. It was just advertised in the MLS what the seller was paying, and nobody negotiated it. Now, it's all negotiable. Now, a lot of sellers don't know this, that there are orphaned buyers out there that refuse to sign a compensation agreement. Just like a listing agreement, it actually is a compensation agreement, isn't it? It's got what the fee is for your services. Buyer's agents agreements, there really wasn't a place where you'd write in your broker's fee and that the buyer would agree to pay the difference. Now you see why there are orphaned buyers. They don't want to sign a compensation agreement. So what we've done on your behalf is networked with Mr. PM, property managers, relocation companies, and the big one being mortgage companies. When a seller wants to sell their property, ironically, they should be interviewing mortgage companies to say, do you have a buyer that's a match for my house? It's $750,000. Do you have a buyer that's a match for my home? Because if you interview 10 agents and ask them, do you have a buyer right now for my home? And let's say 3 of the 10 agents go, yeah, that's the ticket. I have a buyer. And the seller says, great, bring them now. If you bring them now, before you list it, I'll pay you handsomely. But even if they don't buy it, but you bring them through and they're authentic, I'll go ahead and hire you. Most of the agents are going to go, well, they didn't really have a buyer. So the sellers want to know really one thing. Do you have a buyer? The question is really, where are you going to get the buyer lead? And what you're going to say to yourself is, Mr. PM. And you're going to remember, PM is property managers. And then what are you going to do? You're going to do what? You're going to tell the story. And we have a page for you when you're doing your kitchen table presentation, where you actually illustrate this idea of Mr. PM, because people need a visual presentation. When they see things, they tend to believe things. and their brain buys into it. In the absence of a hard copy where people can see it, their retention is really low. Maybe 5% is all they retain. 95% they don't retain. Remember, this is about an experience they're having with you. And they need to remember and feel during the experience. Remember the Mercedes commercial video that you watched in our training? They're going out in the snow, and Dad says, she's not going to be there. And the boy says, she'll be there at the theater. And Dad says, this is not a good idea. And then the girl shows up. Her mom pulls her up in a Mercedes. And the young girl gets out. It'll make you cry to watch that video. It's just a commercial. That's how effective you've got to be at helping a seller understand every facet of the presentation. And Mr. PM is just a memory hook for you. Property manager, tell the story. Point it to it on the page. Circle it. And you'll see them looking at the page. In the absence of them looking at the page, they're looking at you and really not listening, because people don't listen that closely. So talk about relocation companies, just point to it on the page. And then, of course, the mortgage companies really need to make a humongous point out of this, that the seller has to understand, you know what, if you're ever going to come back on the market, this may sound goofy, but you should interview mortgage companies more than realtors, because mortgage companies do what? All day long, they just try to attract buyers, attract buyers, attract buyers. But what we've done is we network with them, which is why I'm here at your property. I'm here at your property because I was given this assignment by Brian Kelsey. He's our founder, he's the president of the company, and he gave me the assignment. I don't have the buyer seller. I've got to come to the property to see three things. Number one, is it turnkey, where it's move-in condition, and would you leave, you know, some of the furniture, all of it? Not necessarily to leave furniture, but oftentimes we like to see if people will leave it partially furnished. And is it move-in condition? Number two, is it available in 30 to 60 days? Now, the first two questions, the seller's going to say yes, yes to you, generally. And then the third question is, I'm also here to see that the property would appraise at its most recent asking price, which is why I had to see it in person. And they say to you, but do you have the buyer? You're going to go back to the story and say, I was assigned this property when you came off the market. And because of that, they asked me to come out and see if it would, these three things I've just mentioned here. And then they're going to want to know how the process works. I'll cover that in a different audio. So, any case, long story. Where do you get your buyer leads? That's it for now.